It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler, as always, with my co-host Jeff. And today we are on the conversation of magic. Some of us, of course, you know, maybe have no interest in what we deem as real magic from, you know, somebody like a magician or somebody who can cause illusions. But what about the things that maybe captivate or hypnotize us that we don't really perceive as magic, but we never really realize why we're so captivated or mesmerized or even entertained for hours on end? You know, all of a sudden we go, where's the time? Or how did I get here? Why do I think this? Jeff?
When I was a kid, and I can't remember what the show was called, maybe it'll come to me, but there was this crew of guys that came in. I was like middle school, and they were Christians. They would give their testimony, but they're these huge muscle men, clearly on steroids. And they would go and they would tear phone books in half, these huge phone books. And I know some of you guys don't know what a phone book is, but there used to be a day when there was like this thing bigger than an encyclopedia that, you know, had everyone's phone number in it.
My dad just got one of those at the restaurant. They sent it in the mail this past week. I kid you not, it's probably about 10 pages thick. It was like a small magazine. Oh. I remember that, what you're talking about. I mean, they used to be hundreds of pages.
Oh, we're talking, this thing was like seven inches. At least 5.5 inches thick. And this guy would rip it in half. There's no way. Right? A guy would take a frying pan and he would just roll it up like it was a pancake. And you're like, what? Break chains. And then come to find out, it was a trick. Like, there would be people who were skinnier than me who would take that same phone book and start to tear it. And once you fractured or caused a small rip, it was enough for you to be able to peel the whole thing in half. And I was like, man. Again, that same skinny guy himself. Now, he didn't do it with as much ease as the big guy did, but did the same thing with the frying pan. And I'm sitting there going, man, I spent 2 hours watching these guys.
How y'all doing that?
Only to find out it was a trick. It had nothing to do with their muscle. It was technique. The muscles helped, but it was technique. And mesmerized the entire audience. We were all entertained, captivated by the magic of their strength.
And you know what's crazy is, as children, obviously, it's much easier to be captivated and mesmerized, right? And you're just wondering, how do these people have these superhuman abilities?
Well, you want to believe they're superhumans anyway, right? You're like, oh, because you want to be one.
Right. Well, then you have the whole superhero idea.
And, right.
But I think sometimes as adults, we unknowingly do the exact same thing as we did when we were children. We never stop to think, all right, I know this is a trick, but how's it being done? We just get so caught up in how good the trick is that we also forget it's a trick.
Forget or never realize.
Maybe that. Maybe we never realize it's a trick.
That's a scary thought, that we're walking around and there's magicians that don't call themselves magicians.
Right. Some of the tricks being so good, they talk you out of the money in your pocket and into their hand.
And you do it with a smile.
And you love it. Seriously.
Yes.
You
yes,
do.
Yes.
And you love it.
Well, tax day's coming. I'm not going to be happy about it, but I do like the services that I get with some of the tax money, like roads. I'm grateful for a paved road.
I would say we all generally enjoy public utilities as far as their conveniences. Mm-hmm. I think we all enjoy public emergency services that, you know, the comfort of mind of knowing, you know, if I needed the fire department, the police department, the EMS, they're just 1-3-number dial away. But along with the things we enjoy, then come so many other things that are a part of the trick. They were always meant to come in with the cool part of the trick.
It's for your safety.
Yeah.
It's for your protection.
When in reality, you start breaking it down and you're like, this doesn't benefit me at all.
We need 2 weeks to stop the spread.
Mm-hmm.
You need to wear this mask, get this poke.
Yep.
Yeah. And then we fall for it. Our critical thinking has been turned off and we fall for the magic trick.
That I think that is actually the skill. It's the ability to turn off someone's critical thinking mechanism. And then it's just everything else is out the window.
Including your money.
Including your money. I think that is absolutely is a skill, though, to be able to turn off someone's critical thinking mechanism. And I think it can be done in a variety of ways. I think a lot of times emotions are used to do that. You know, you're so afraid you can't think straight. you're laughing so hard that, once again, you can't think straight.
Or you see a crowd doing it all with, they're all doing it.
Everybody else doing it, so you just feel like, well, that has to be the right way, because why would everybody else be doing it if it wasn't?
There's just a genuine trust you give when you see a group of people that you value and go, well, that must be true because they all believe it.
Mm-hmm.
They're all in lockstep.
When in reality, you're all just part of the magic trick.
Mm-hmm. Being lined up and you're all making sounds like a dog or meowing like a cat, like you've been hypnotized. Or putting on a mask or getting, you know, whatever. Yeah. I mean, whatever it is.
And sadly, all of us have been under the hypnosis.
Is it possible right now you're still under it? Mm-hmm. It's just that you've uncovered a few magicians and go, oh yeah, I see what you're doing. But are there a few that you're under right now that you have no idea that you're under their spell?
I'd have to say absolutely a possibility.
That's uncomfortable.
I kind of look at it as like maybe in metaphoric terms, levels of sleeping. Maybe you were totally asleep and just captivated in this vivid dream.
You thought it was real.
And then maybe, you know, you go to like a state of tossing and turning. And then maybe you go to a state of where you're like half awake, half asleep. You're awake enough to know like, okay, I'm aware that I'm not sleeping anymore necessarily, but I'm also kind of like in paralysis. I can't really move. And then I think you maybe even go into sleepwalking. You get up, you get out of bed, you can maybe do some functional things, but yet you're still not fully conscious.
Being fully conscious.
Hmm.
That's a statement.
Yeah. Is it something that's actually achievable while we're here on Earth? Is it possible to be fully conscious?
I think we have moments.
I think so too, but is it possible to live every day in entire clarity?
I don't think so. If it is, I haven't found it.
Yeah.
I want to. That sounds amazing.
But at the same time, it kind of sounds like Solomon. Is it amazing? It sounds like it would be really good, but are there some things that maybe
you don't want to know?
We really just don't want to know.
Or you shouldn't know.
Yeah. Or maybe you think you want, and I kind of described this in, you know, the past episode of, you think you want to know that so badly, and then you know, and you realize, I can't ever unknow that. And now I'm stuck with it forever. But then there's also that fine line of, you know, the statement, ignorance is bliss, and ignorance in its entirety will also get you killed. So, I mean, I guess you got to kind of walk that fine balance of, do I need to know this, or do I want to know this?
I get that we know the show that we're going to, that we were paying for. We're going to, I don't want to name a magician, but you're going to that show to be deceived and be entertained. But how many people on the same professional level are on TV or in leadership capacities or sitting on the side of the street with a cup asking for the best of you to fund the worst of them?
I think you'd see it on both sides of the fence. Both the new formed or new age so-called alternative right media, who's, you know, going to give you all the info
fair and balanced,
fair and right. from their viewpoint, of course, and they're going to collect your, you just got to pay us and trust us, we're going to give you all the info you need, just keep paying us, buy our books. And then you have the same thing from the left side of the fence, of which I would say is more traditional sense of media, of they just have the air horn and they tell you what you need to know. How do you know what I need to know?
Well, they're the news.
Well, that's right. That's what they go by. That's what I'm saying, though. But
we're the experts.
You just keep, you know, paying us and trusting us because we're the experts and we're the, you know, we're showing you the right way to go. And they're all grifting from everyone.
If I said to you, you know, try to use an old, we all know the mafia was corrupt, right? They were bad guys. No one's going to say, oh, they were good guys. I don't think any of us would want to vote for the mafia to be in office, to take care of the country and bring us to the best America ever, right?
I mean, yes, but where I would push back on that is back in the day, I think many of the mafia head bosses and high members actually had good relationships with the public. So I think that's where kind of the deception came in, is that many of them, if you weren't in their path of illegal business and you weren't getting in their way, they were very beloved. They did a lot of stuff for the public.
Are we talking about mafia or the politicians today?
I'm talking about, I think they're actually intertwined.
Okay. But,
yeah.
Okay. So like when they would go to store saying, hey, you want your protection? I need some money from the register.
Or they'd say something like, man, it'd be a shame if there's a fire here.
Right. They're playing with a lighter, you know.
And you're like, oh, my place is up to code. It's not going to catch on fire. And okay. Like 2 days later, it does.
So if they were the ones funding the news to give a positive spin on the mafia, would we see through it?
As a majority, no.
If serial killers united and they all started giving unbelievable billions of dollars to the news media to put a positive spin on why serial killers are just misunderstood and truly good people at their
heart. Wait a minute. We do that too.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We do that. They're called warmongers. Yeah, they do that. Oh, no, we have to do this. It's necessary. It's the only way.
How do we not see that this magic is happening right now in front of us?
Because it's magic.
Man.
Hmm.
You know, deceitful. Whatever happened to critical thinking?
Well, there's the saying, you know, common sense isn't all that common anymore.
Oh, I love that song. You got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Uh-huh. Common sense has definitely gone to the wayside. I mean, even if you can take all entertainment in general, I would say is magic, right? Because if you're captivated by something,
it's suspended disbelief, I guess, right? That's the idea. It's suspended
You could go
disbelief.
To a concert. You could go to a true, by definition, magic show. You could go to even a sports event, and you're just captivated and entertained by something that mesmerizes you for a couple hours.
You know, we go through these cycles in our nation and locally where we have these election cycles and magic people get up and do their magic. Besides critical thinking, duh. But how can we get past the moment of the being swept off our feet? You know, they come in and they tell you everything you're hoping to hear.
I would start with this. Step one, trust nobody until they've earned your trust. Why start out trusting them? You don't know them. Let them show you through their actions along with their words what they're really about. I mean, you have our current Speaker of the House who, you know, he claims to come out and not questioning the guy's spirituality. I'm sure he is, you know, a believer. But he claims to be about all these things and that he prays on the House floor and all these things that captivate those people, those believers who are aligned with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then his actions, he does many of the same things that the former Speaker of the House, who was just thrown out for inaction, does. So why does he get a free pass? Because he tells you that he prays on the House floor. What? That doesn't make any sense.
They do such a good job at knowing how to push those certain buttons for all of us mm-hmm. that it disarms us. They do the incredible sales job that needs to happen to deceive. And we fall for it. Now, listen, I'm not talking every once in a while we fall for it. I'm talking like every couple of years we find ourselves mad because doggone it, it happened again.
Mm-hmm.
Like how do we get out of this? I mean, is our system that we've inherited of how we're doing this broken?
I think it's probably been broken for a long time.
Like here we're talking about reforming it, but the older I get, maybe I'm just cynical. Maybe the fall back on our previous podcast. Maybe I'm just jaded. But what? How do we fix it? Because listen, this isn't just a government problem. This is an everyday problem. Whether we're talking the food you go eat at a restaurant to, like I said, the guy on the corner, he may truly need help or he just may want you to help him
sure.
not have to
he
work.
He may collect $1,000 a day in his cup and that's his job.
There are some people on the street who are making more money than you and I put together.
I would guarantee that.
They don't look real good, but then they go climb in this Lexus.
It's like, wait a minute. That guy was just out here with a cup.
Yeah.
He's going to drive off in a new Escalade. How's that working?
I just don't want to be duped, man. Here we are. We're walking into it again, and it's coming sooner than we think, and we're all going to cast votes, and here we do the cycle again. How do we not fall for the magic show? And this would be a great place to stop. Hey, look, we've all had our moments, right? We've played the fool. And the big question is, how do I not do that again? Join us next week as we share some tips on how we can all be wiser and not be duped by the many magicians.
This has been Blindly Obvious. If we can see it, you can see it too. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com. where you can catch up on past episodes, as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here, and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and share the word. Peace, love, and God bless. And remember, the eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.
You're listening to Blindly Obvious.